Welcome back to another episode of the Decision Hour. I'm your host, Adam Bird. Folks, I got a great guest lined up for you today. Today, my guest is a certified love coach and mind mapping mentor.
Yes, sir.
That right there just gives me chills. A little bit about him. He played college ball for Washington State and then went on to play in the NFL and the CFL for a little bit before his dreams were shattered by a reconstructive knee surgery. That hurts just saying that out loud. Forced to make a change in his career, found a lot of success in the mortgage industry, and then had to change it all again because of the meltdown. At that point in his life, he found a new mission and purpose based on the power of mind maps to help people love and live their best life. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Diggs. John, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Adam. This is awesome. I love the introduction. That's awesome. Awesome, man.
Well, listen, I appreciate your time today. I love your backstory and whatnot. So why don't we just dive right into it? Tell my listeners just a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, well, like you said, I was born and raised in L.A., got a scholarship to play at Washington State University, which was a big difference from Los Angeles to Pullman, Washington. By the way, go Cougs. Got to get my go Cougs shout out. But yeah, then I was fortunate enough to play 5 years in the NFL, CFL. Like you said, got the right knee construction. That was my first experience of let down, dreams gone, career gone, life gone. Had to reset myself. Luckily, I jumped right into the mortgage industry in Los Angeles, built a pretty large mortgage brokerage in Southern California, one of the largest, actually. Wow. Lived a millionaire-like lifestyle, had everything, wife, kids, house, mansion, cars, the whole nine.
Yeah.
Then I lost everything in the mortgage meltdown of 2007, 2008, where, you know, I literally, when I say lost everything, I lost everything. I mean, not just business, but houses, cars, wife, lost kids, lost everything, was gone. I was forced to move back to my mom's. Then, you know, it was a very humbling experience having a, you know, being a former player and being a successful businessman to be humbled such where I was, had no place to go other than my mom's. And this, by the way, kind of leads to the TEDx talk that I did. I did a TEDx talk last year about kind of this story that I'm about to go into. But I moved into my mom's and all I took with me was some gym clothes, my road bike, and a big ass box that was just full of motivational books, CDs, DVDs, everything I've accumulated over the years to basically create my life.
Yeah.
You know, Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer, Brian Tracy, you know, Think and Grow Rich, all of the powerful stuff that most people in peak performance and optimal living kind of, you know, gravitate to. I had a big box, literally a big box full of that stuff because I knew I had to go back into that box to reset my life. Inside of that book was this box. I mean, inside of that box was this book called Mind Mapping by Tony Buzan. Somebody gave it to me. I never really read it, but at this time it resonated. Read through it and got the idea to mind map all of the stuff that was in that big ass box. I mean, it took me 3 months of mind mapping. Like it had to be over 50, 60 books in there.
John, let me ask you a question real quick. You're talking mind mapping. For the listeners that are unsure, what is mind mapping? When you say mind mapping, what do you mean by that?
A mind map is basically a visual diagram. I call it a visual information management tool.
Okay.
It's basically anything you have to think about, decision you got to make, a problem you got to solve, goals you're trying to achieve, issues in your past, whatever it is that's swirling in your mind. A mind map is a way to take it all and put it in a visual form so you can get a greater perspective and actually see what you're thinking about or actually get different perspectives of whatever you're trying to decide, whatever you're trying to do. So essentially what I did in that process, I had big poster boards, actually. So when I was at my mom's, when I first got introduced to it in 2009, 2010, I got a poster board. In the center of the board, I drew a circle and I put the title of the book in that circle. Then I drew circles around that central circle of all of the various chapters of the book. then each circle that I was focusing on that chapter, instead of underlining and highlighting the book, it stimulated what I know, what I now know as active learning, to where I was actually looking for keywords and phrases of what I was reading to add to the mind map, which was totally transformational for me, because it now caused me to really understand the information at a much deeper level than I did when I first read these books. Because I was just underlining, you know, most people just mindlessly, yeah. Oh, that's good, something good. I highlighted it, underlining the stuff. But when I was doing it this way, I was actually figuring out, all right, based on what Tony Robbins just said in his chapter, you know, what are some keywords and phrases that I can add to remember later? So it was stimulating a whole different process of understanding what I was reading. So as I started reading all these books and these mind maps started growing, you know, I started to see, and I was able to step back and look at that poster board and really understand what Think and Grow Rich and How to Win Friends and Influence People and Man's Search for Meaning and all of these books. I understood it a lot more than when I first read it. So the process, amazing, amazing process, as I started, you know, my mom was freaking out. And again, this is a part of that TEDx talk stuff. My mom was freaking out because I literally had like 30, 40 poster boards all over her living room of all of the books and stuff that I was reading. And she was freaking out, like, you know, look at my house. I was like, Mom, these mind maps are like changing my life right now. Yeah. You know, leave me alone for a second, you know. But in that process, Adam, I got two major distinctions that I think would be valuable for you and your listeners. Is the first one was that I started to see connections, not just of what the author was writing, but I started to see connections of all of what the authors were saying. You know, so I started, it was like Neo in the Matrix. It started just coming to me that really all of them of what they were actually saying was giving their interpretation on how we can essentially just love our lives, just love the experience of life. That's it. You know, Tony Robbins had his NLP spill, Brian Tracy, all of them.
Yeah.
And so I just really came away just realizing that, wait a minute, the purpose of life is really simple. It's just simply to love it. You know, stop tripping on us and vexing and stressing on so many things. You should love every second of life that you have, because it's not certain how much you have. And
it really so, showing that gratitude, huge. Right? I think I think in one of the other books, Napoleon Hill, or mm-hmm. one of them, they talk about kind of that gratitude, showing gratitude for
the fact that you're alive,
right? Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, we you know, it's funny. Well, we started when we were offline. John asks, he's like, "How you doing?" And I go through, and it kind of sounds like I'm being a smartass, but I'm not. It's like I'm above ground. I'm breathing, so I have nothing to complain about, because there are people out there today that didn't wake up. So it's like I'm grateful that the good Lord's given me another day to approach things and right. You know, life isn't easy. We weren't promised an easy life. That's not life is not. Easy, but life can be enjoyable regardless of how complicated it gets. But it starts with, you know, we've always said on this show, John, about keeping a positive mindset. And I think what you're really doing with this mind mapping, you're taking a whole nother step further with it. And I absolutely love that you, because I'm a visual guy myself. Mm-hmm. And I love how you're talking about you're dissecting what the books are saying and putting them in the different chapters in them. And for me, I'm hearing you say that, and I'm picturing, okay, if I want this, or I'm picturing, like, if I'm starting another business, which I'm prone to do quite often, is I'll look at it from like the 50,000 foot view is what I say. And then mm-hmm. I try to fill in the spots of what I want, who I want in those spots or whatnot. And I kind of, so when you're explaining that, that's kind of the vision that I see.
And next time you start a business, I encourage you to create your executive summary and your pro forma in a mind map.
Okay.
You know, I used to help a lot of guys do this because, you know, starting business, you should start with an executive summary and, you know, the details of what the business is about, purpose, mission, vision, and all that stuff. But however, like, you know, like you or like me and like most, when you create that, you know, executive summary, it can turn out to be 100, 200, 300 pages of stuff you know, that you should be referencing while your business is evolving, but most of us don't reference any of that because we don't want to go back through the book.
Right.
However, when you create it on a mind map form, now it's easy for you to visually see if you are in alignment with what you originally set up, because now you can see the various components, your marketing, your profit, and expenses, and all that stuff in a visual component. And I can show you how to do all that stuff. But what I was saying, that the second point of that was, you know, I got clear that if the purpose of life was to love it, despite me having nothing and being downtrodden and just really at my rock bottom of my life ever, you know, I got a newfound energy that the purpose was to love life. But then the second thing that I got is that I have, as human, the ability, the God-given ability, to decide how I want to love my life. You know, how, what love life to me means is totally different to you and everybody else. So I realized that I had to get clear. Now that I know that that's the purpose of life, what do I do, or what do I need to learn to love life? And that's when I got clear that, wait a minute, as human beings, you know, we're the only creatures God ever created with the power of decision, you know, and consciousness, where we can actually choose. You know, we can choose to kill ourselves if we want to.
Right.
You know what I mean? The way, that's how powerful it is.
Right.
So I started getting clear. All right, now, what is the point? Let me decide what life means to me then, or what's most important to me, which is where I started developing back then, 2010, 2011, what I call now is my I am mind map, to where at the center of this mind map now, I put the word I am. Then around that, I started, you know, over months and years, I come to realize that the four key things and that's most important to me was health, you know, wealth, success, and happiness. So those were the subtopics around that main topic of I am that I created: health, wealth, success, and happiness. But then with mind mapping, another benefit about mind mapping that it allows you to essentially brainstorm and really contemplate each topic that you put on there. So when I put health on there, I started to think about, well, what does health actually mean to me?
Right.
You know, all right, health is important, but what aspects or components are most important about health?
Right.
You know, again, over a long period of time, I landed on, you know, mental health, spiritual health, and physical health. That's what that means to me.
Right.
Then I did the same thing with wealth. You know, what is wealth? Is it really just money? Then I realized, well, no, it's not. Wealth really means an abundance of something, not necessarily just money. It's just an abundance. So if I want a whole bunch of stuff in my life, what would I want?
Right.
Then that's when I came in with positive emotions, skills, what I call specialized knowledge. And the last one was freedom. You know, I wanted a wealth of freedom. I wanted a wealth of skills and a wealth of positive emotions. Then when I moved over to success, I was like, all right, what do I want to be successful in? And then I landed on relationships, successful relationships, successful results, and successful rewards. Then that last one was happiness. You know, what does happiness truly mean to
me?
And this is what we were kind of talking about before is, you know, I'm kind of giving you the high level of stuff that took me months, years, and countless hours of grappling with to figure out what is most important
for you. Right.
But it was easy because I was able to see it all,
right.
You know, a kind of deal on this mind map. They really give it some valid mental grappling is what I call it. Yeah. I was just really thinking about it.
I love it.
But in happiness, I realized that in order for me to truly be happy, I need to be blessed for my past. So anything that's happened to me in the past, I need to look back at it and feel blessed that it happened. The good and the bad, you know, because I still survived it and I got better because of that tough time. Then I also at the same time, Adam, need to be grateful for my future. You know, all of the goods and bads that are coming in my future because I'm still alive. You know, but I need to experience blessed and grateful in the present moment right now. And if I can truly do that, and if we can truly do that, feel blessed when we think of our past, feel grateful when we think of our future in the moment right now, we're loving life. So as I started working that, and I started designing that, I got so empowered and inspired that, you know, I totally transformed my life in like 8 months of being at my mom's. I went from literally broke and homeless to landing over a six-figure job as a software developer, which you know, from since 2010, I've grown to develop one of the largest mortgage software development companies in the country, where I designed the infrastructure for mortgage banks. And when COVID hit, you know, we were quarantined.
Yeah.
I decided, you know what, now's the time to, you know, now that I'm forced to kind of look at myself and stay stuck home, let me start writing books and start sharing with people the power of this mind mapping tool, because I know all of the success and that I've experienced and am experiencing now is just because of the clarity that I'm able to get by way of taking what's in here and putting it out there.
Yeah.
So I can see it.
Now, you've written a book, and first off, folks, if you're listening to the show right now, first off, thank you. But second, it means you're already online, right?
Thank you.
You're already online. Open up another browser and go to johndiggs.com, johndiggs.com.
Yeah.
Follow John there. And I'm assuming that's what, can people purchase the book from the website as well?
Yeah. I got 9 books, actually. You know, I wrote 9 books, and they're all centered around various aspects of mind mapping.
You mentioned a TEDx, so you speak on this, and if you you do other public speaking of it. So those of you that are listening and are absolutely loving this, get in touch with John. Again, johndiggs.com. Talk to your, you know, if you're not the decision maker, take this to your manager or senior director. Get John in talking to your teams to be more. Yes. This is it's not the mind mapping. That, imagine how much more productive you guys are going to be on this. And this brings me to a question, John, is how for some people that are having trouble with, like, maybe memory or even being productive, how can they unlock that to be more productive or have better memory?
Great question. You know, and just to answer your question, what they're finding now in studies and research, through Fortune 500 companies, almost all Fortune 500 companies are mind mapping to brainstorming ideas. You know, now it's pretty big in most of all Ivy League schools. And they're finding that mind mapping is helping people recall information better, their students and the like, because when they note take using mind maps, it's easier for them during tests to close their eyes and visualize where that information is on the mind map versus those traditional linear point notes that we're traditionally taking. So it helps with memory because it's easier to close your eyes and visualize your map to recall whatever information you put on the map than what we've otherwise been known to do. Now, the history of mind mapping, just to give a little context on it, you know, Tony Buzan, an English educator back in the 70s and 80s, trying to figure out a way to help his students learn better, recall information better. He started researching the likes of the notes of Einstein, Edison, you know, all of the sharp people he can find. He was looking at their notes, and he found out that most of all of their notes had symbols, images, keywords and phrases.
Yeah.
So that's where he was like, well, wait a minute, you know, let me introduce this to my kids. And they, you know, started doing extraordinarily well. So he created and developed this mind mapping, what we know today as mind mapping, and did a great job as far as marketing it and promoting it and developing it in Europe. Didn't really get a chance to explore, you know, expand it too much in our country because he died in 2018. And so there's been like this kind of void of, you know, evolution of mind mapping in our country.
Right.
Those in our country that know about mind mapping pretty much use it for note taking, project management, or brainstorming. I'm considered or known around the world in the mind mapping community as the only one that's using mind mapping as a personal development tool where people can use it to enhance their lives. Like I said, decision make, goal set, you know, deal with issues in their past, you know, problem solve things. And, you know, so I coined my phrase of mapineering, which is my style of mind mapping. Mind mapping, again, is kind of a general term for those purposes, but mapineering is the phrase that I'm coining strictly to use this visual management tool strictly for personal development. And I've created an online community, by the way, called mapineerville.com. And it's been really exploding for me worldwide, with so many people that are going into the community to support each other at using these visual tools to live better lives, to love lives. So,
so you can
Ville, mapaneerville.com.
You can use you can use this mapaneering for anything, really any aspect of your life.
Any aspect, you know, you got to make a decision. You know, I was just dealing with a client yesterday about this. You got to make a decision, whatever that decision may be. You know, I'm choosing a college. You know, you could put it right in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm trying to decide whether to get married, or I'm trying to decide to get divorced, or whatever that may be. Put that main topic in the middle. And what I call the five W's and S's is always a popular one that I like to start with, because once you start with that central topic in the center, now you put who, what, when, where, why, and how around that central topic, and you just brainstorm who's involved in this decision, who should be involved, who shouldn't be involved. You know, what's going on? You know, what is this? What are the key components of this decision? Where is this decision impacting? You know, how, when, and why? Once you do all of that upon a decision, now you can step back after you brainstorm it all and you see all of the major components of the decision you got to make. You know, so now you are empowered and feel comfortable knowing that you're making a well-informed decision, because by way of you looking at all the various aspects, you got all the perspectives. So now you're making it with power, making it with confidence.
You really, yeah, it sure does. And I appreciate you explaining it that way, because you think about people out there that have a hard time just making a decision, right? And there's people out there. Heck, I mean, I have my days. Yeah. But at the same time, the way you're explaining it so elegantly that it's like, this is like anybody can do this. Take a piece of paper and a pen. And if you're having trouble making decisions or wanting to do something or whatever the case is, anybody can do this.
Anybody.
And that's the, and I think that's what's really the beauty of this, quite honestly, is like, this is for anybody to do. You want to be successful? Great. It starts with a pen and a piece of paper and mapping out what your success looks like.
Clarify your thoughts.
That is, it
starts to notice what you're thinking about. You know, another key thing that I've been noticing, especially I'm working with student athletes now. My last two books I published are strictly for student athletes to learn how to mind map. One I'm most excited about is called Big Play Power, where I'm showing student athletes, specifically football players, how to mind map out the best play that they can ever make in the game of football. You know, what is the best game you can have? What is the best season you can have? You know, let's start to visualize that and get it out of your head and clarify that. So now you can do what is called intentional dreaming. And instead of just going to sleep, you know, go to sleep visualizing that mind map that you just created about the most amazing play you can make in the game of football, which will increase this likelihood you're going to experience it, you know, by you clarifying it for one. But now you're visualizing it and imagining it, and it's easier to visualize and imagine it, because you can see your mind map. You know, you can see it clearly. And one of the key things that I've been really digging on working with these student athletes is problem solving. You know, I just had a young student athlete last week come to me, and he was really stressed out of a bunch of stuff that's going on with his life and his girlfriend and parents. It's just a lot of stuff. And we just started where I just had him start mind mapping, where he put the central topic and we did the who, what, when, where, and why. And we started kind of breaking it down, and you should have seen Adam. And it's been commonplace since I've been working with a lot of clients. By the process of them mind mapping their problem out and putting it onto a map, it lessens the intensity and stress that they had around the problem, because it's no longer in here. Now it's out there. Now I'm looking at it out there. It's not swirling around in my head.
Yeah,
all of the crap that's going on. Now I can see the components of the problem out here. So it lessens the emotion, and it opens them up at the same time to look for the solution or to see the solution, versus it just swirling in their mind and I don't know what to do. I'm stressing, I'm vexing, you know, I'm going to all this stuff. Let's go through this process. Let me walk you through this. And then we walk through the whole process, and now they're like, okay. You know, and 9 times out of 10 of the clients that I work with in that process, the answer or the solution to their problem just illuminates. They just know exactly what to do. You know?
Right. This I feel like this is something that ought to be taught in schools. Now, moving forward.
I'm working on that.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I feel like wow, where was this when I was, well, it doesn't matter. I don't give my age out. But I mean, it's you know, a long time ago. I wish I would have had somebody come up to me and say, okay, here's this here. And I think it wasn't really until like The Secret came out or the Napoleon Hill books came out when I first started realizing like, okay, the power of the law of attraction, but then like put it down on paper. And then what John is saying here, the mind mapping stuff, that's my first time hearing that word in the map, the mappineering. Did I say that right? Mappineering?
Yep. Mappineering. Yeah.
I mean, that's such a genius idea of just, and it blows my mind because it's like, man, this is such an easy process that anybody could do. Why isn't everybody doing this? And can you imagine like just how much more enjoyable life would be? I'm not saying that it's going to get any easier, but can you imagine it would be you, if you did this, I'm going to speculate here. And if you were to do this and perhaps one person's reaction to something negative might not be as bad of a reaction than what it would have been if they hadn't done this process, if that makes sense, you know, which causes, in doing so, it causes less stress, better health.
It's true, yeah.
And it just, you get that snowball effect.
Smart John clarity.
Yeah. JohnDiggs.com, everybody. If you're not on it, you need to be right now. I'm telling you. JohnDiggs.com.
One thing I would like to add real quick, if
please,
I can,
yeah,
is that I am process that I mentioned before that I went through.
Yeah.
Is one of my biggest programs out now. You know, I have online mini courses.
Okay.
I got major courses. And that's big.
So talk about it. You said it's your I Am program?
Yeah, my I Am program is really the biggest one because it gives people clarity about who they are, who they intend to be in their lives. So they're able, and this is what I'm really excited about, you know, teaching student athletes and students around, especially going to college, higher education. I'm speaking to a lot of colleges and stuff now, to where I'm empowering people to really make conscious choices about who they are in the world, you know, and who they want to be in the world. And it's doing some amazing things because it's giving them clarity. It's helping them make decisions about what they want to do in their life. Because, you know, as you know, Adam, you know, a lot of people, you know, get distracted by shiny objects. You know, yeah, this job is great because the money's good. But once they make money, they realize they're not fulfilled because it's not in alignment with who they are and who they want to be, you know, or if somebody gets divorced or somebody passes away, you know, and their character's being questioned, especially kids in school with all of the peer pressure and stuff that's coming with them. So I'm really excited to help people get their I Am mind map clear, just like I did when I first learned mind mapping, because it gives them boundaries. It gives them structure and who they are. So when people come to them and try to influence them or peer pressure, or you're in a crazy situation of maybe having to move from Arizona to Pennsylvania or something, you know, whatever that may be, you know, you can do that with so much more clarity and confidence if you really are secure and certain on who you are because you went through this I Am process and now you can see who you are and all of the key components of your life.
So let me ask you a question. Let me try to throw a monkey wrench in here at you here just real quick. What if somebody doesn't know who they are?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the process. You know what I mean? It's just going through. You know, you should know who you are. You know, it's almost like if somebody doesn't know who they are and live in life, it's almost like playing football and you don't even know the rules.
Right.
How can you win? You know,
right.
How can you win?
Right.
You know, you want to play the game of life, but you haven't decided what position you want to play. You haven't decided, you know, what scoring means.
So
haven't decided how to win.
Is it safe to say then that one could argue the fact that you don't necessarily have to, you might have an idea of who you are, what you want to do, but you're not sure. You feel like you don't know who you are. So this process here gives it so much more clarity once you start writing it out.
Right. And not just clarity, but most people know who they are from a surface level.
Okay.
You know, what's on their business card,
yeah,
you know, or their title that they hold. But this process gets them to know who they are on a deep level. You know, who are you really? You know what I mean? What does happiness really mean to you? You know, what does having health mean to you? What does spiritual health mean to you specifically? Not just because you go to church, you know, you claim, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm a, whatever you are. You know, those are surface titles. You know right, what I mean? But right. What is the true underlining intent that, you know, that you are spiritually, you know, what are you really spiritually? You know, when you read your Bible or your religious text or go to church or whatever you are, pray, you know, what is that underlining true depth of your core, right. You know, and that's what this I am process helps reveal, regardless of what level a person is in life. You know, I've worked with students, like I said, and I've worked with some CEOs that felt they had it all figured out. You know, but when we went through this process, they was like, wait a minute, you know what? I never really thought that meant so much to me, you know, and that is a void in my life because I forgot about, you know, it reminds me of Citizen Kane. You remember, ever see that old movie, yeah, Citizen Kane, yeah, with Orson Welles? Yeah. You know, just for your listeners who haven't seen it, I recommend seeing it. It's a great black and white movie. My dad's all into black and white. That's how I saw it. But this guy made a bunch of tons of money and was pretty much a jerk his whole life, mm-hmm. But he made a ton of money. But on his deathbed, he was laying in bed and he was just screaming and yelling, Rosebud, 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 you know, and the movie ends with him, you know, dying, saying Rosebud. But then the camera segues to when he was a child. And that was the name of his sled that him and his brother slid down and played with, realizing that that was truly the core of his life. So if anything, I would suggest you and your listeners do this I am process. It's really illuminating to really give you some clarity and confidence and motivating and empowering and all that good stuff to just see your life, you know, in a different context than what you've probably ever seen it before.
I absolutely love it. Folks, if you're listening, again, johndiggs.com. John, we're coming up on time. I got one more question for you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Show's called The Decision Hour. I ask this to everybody. Name a time in your life, your feet are on the line, and you have to make that decision. What is it, and what's the atmosphere like?
Any decision? When you say that decision.
Any decision. That decision. What's that? What is that decision that you make? And what's the atmosphere like at that time?
The decision that I would make, that's a great question. I would go with, again, in alignment to that inner intuition, you know, that whatever that intuition kind of resonates with me, I guess. Again, you know, not to harp on that, but that I am process aligns you with that inner voice in your mind. I mean, that inner voice in our bodies.
Yeah.
And this is really real. This is really, really real. If I wish I can, you know, tell you how real this is, but when you get in tune with who you are and what you want your life to be, and you start aligning with that inner voice and make that inner voice your friend,
yeah,
that talks to you and you follow that, it never steers you wrong. You know, it never steers you wrong. So what I do in that environment and making that decision, I'll take a deep breath and think about it and really connect to that inner voice of mine. And whatever that inner voice tells me, I've been going with the last 5-10 years. I've been just like, forget it. My intuition says go this way. And I can't say I ever regretted it. You know, I don't want to be one of those persons. Something told me I should have, you know, oh man, I knew I should have. You know, I've been going with those decisions. I've been really kind of connecting in tune. But I do suggest that, you know, it does require some kind of connectivity to yourself.
Right.
You know, because again, a lot of people, you know, fight with that inner voice because they want to be something that the inner voice is telling them, oh, you should stop doing that or you should start doing this, and they ignore it. You know, and so it takes some grounding, some self-actualization, I guess you can say, to get to that point to where, you know, my voice said that I should do this. Decision done. I'm not going to sit there and vacillate on it. Well, but what if? No. I'm clear that I need to make this decision this way. Rest assured that it's going to work out. And I swear to you guys, it works. It works for me. I hope that makes sense.
It sure does, and that's such a great answer. Ladies and gentlemen, John Diggs. Make sure you go to his website, johndiggs.com. Everybody should be doing this process. We're going to have all of John's notes in the show notes. We'll have his contact information and everything in the show notes. Before we let you go, make sure you go check out our parent company, Heroes Media Group. Go to heroesmediagroup.com. Check out all the new shows that are coming up this year and find out where we're going to be. Plus, we got a new website that's going to be launching, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, you've been listening to The Decision Hour.